Sorry about that.
Oh, hi. Oh, that's okay.
Kept connected to my Bluetooth.
I see.
But I haven't grabbed it. So I kept going from Bluetooth to speaker and go back to my Bluetooth and kept cutting it off. And then I was able to grab the Bluetooth. And then when I grabbed it, it hung up on the phone. So I'm glad about it.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, no problem, Nelson. So what I was telling you about the Google Guaranteed is once you pass the background check, Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you get a, you know, disgruntled client that you did a ton of work for and then all of a sudden they want their money back, Google would get involved and actually refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid you. So it's an excellent program. You're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
When you say licensed, what do you mean by licensed?
Let me see what's required in South Carolina. You're considered more of a handyman or more of a general contractor?
Yeah, I've been getting away from handyman stuff. I mean, that's how I started out, but I am really just niching down and focused on a bigger project. So doing a lot of fencing, a lot of fence installation. There's always between $15,000 and $10,000. And, working for property management companies, I mean, their research expires, we go in there, clean it out, clean it fresh, drywall, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Water damage, stuff. So I'm really, taking my handyman expertise into bigger projects.
Well, the good news is if you wanted to, be in Google Guaranteed under General Contractor or under even Fencing Pro. Either way, those are both approved categories through Google Guaranteed, and it's saying the requirements are $250,000 in general liability certificate of insurance, and for licensing, there's no requirements. So that's good.
Okay.
So that means that as long as you have the insurance and you don't have any type of felonies or anything like that within the last 7 years, and you have a valid driver's license, EIN number for the business or social, you would pass that background check with flying colors. And people that we work with that have used other lead services in the past, they're telling us that this is the highest revenue generating program they've tried online out of everything. Because it's that exclusive lead program, right? So once you're approved, the leads only run about $54.67 each, and we would call you to activate the budget, which would be equaling 13 leads within the month or $713. That wouldn't happen today. That would happen 4 to 8 weeks out whenever you pass the background check. Okay, the application fee is just a one-time fee of $250 to do the application. And then once you're approved and we collect that budget, they turn the leads on immediately. And then you don't have to take on 13 leads in a month. So let's say that there's a month that you get, five or six leads and they're all big jobs and you don't have to take on 13. What would happen is the next, you just pay for the five or six leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. And then just like you were remembering, the difference that this is from a regular lead service is not only is it exclusive where it would only come to you, so you'll have a much higher chance of converting it, but also it's our department monitors it and they only charge you if it's a valid lead. So if you got somebody calling you for some off-the-wall service that you don't offer or that they do, want a fence installation but they're in Las Vegas or something, you're not going to pay for that because that's not a valid lead in your service area, right? So that's the nice thing about it, too, is that you don't have to, spend a whole bunch of time trying to manage it because our department will automatically apply those credits for you. I think, you should probably give it a shot because you've tried the Google ads and the Facebook ads and you didn't like that, right? So with this, because it's an exclusive lead program, we could take those off, which essentially makes your subscription $400 a month cheaper, And then you could take that same money and kind of reinvest it into the Google Guaranteed program. You know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, your name is Tina, right? Excuse me.
You what?
Your name is Tina?
Tina. My name's Tina.
All right, Miss Tina. Yeah, I mean, that does sound, that does sound good. Now, I gotta be honest. The fact that I have entrusted Local Splash with taking care of my advertising and, you know, making sure that I'm visible to my market and my number is not even visible on my Google profile. You know, that's kind of, that's a really low-hanging fruit, right? That should be visible on my Google profile. And it hasn't been. And I tried to call about that, you know, and, you know, as far as the Facebook thing, not getting, putting money into Facebook ads that I'm not. I mean, that, I think that just started maybe a month ago or so, and that was supposed to roll over or whatever, because it wasn't being advertised on Facebook for a while, but I was putting money towards it. The Google Guarantee, that does sound really good, but before I decide to move forward with that, I would just say, let me get my bearings together and just kind of sit down and I'm in the middle of moving, going through a breakup, and really a lot going on. And I just really want to take some
time
to just trying to figure out what the best strategic play is. I'm going to look more into Google Guarantee. And you're talking about a $700 a month budget. And if I don't use all those marketing dollars, it goes over to the next month or something like that. I just got to be really strategic about it.
It's not $700 a month though. It's each month you pay to replenish the leads. And what they've done, I've seen them do this before for a company that took 5 or 6 leads, for instance, and they didn't take on the whole 13. Then that they don't even charge them that month. They would wait until it hits 13. So sometimes people pay the 713, but it covers them for 2 months or for 2.5 months or something like that. You know what I mean? Depending on how much work's coming in. Cause, you know, you're a small to mid-sized business and, you know, you may not be able to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes your way, right? So it might be more strategic to take on a smaller amount and stretch those leads out over a couple of months. So, I've seen that where, you know, we give people the activation budget of 13 leads. And then when I look at their billing, I'm like, wow, those 13 leads last them a couple months. So that's good, you know. So another option that I wanted to offer you, this is usually a $300 upsell to our existing clients, but I could give it to you for free, where we would get a call tracking number and put it on your Google business page and on your website, just kind of like you said, oh, I have other sites and that's how I track it, right? So that way you can see when people call specifically through this advertising, even if you just scale all the way back to the $199 package, you can see the calls that are coming in. They would be stored on your dashboard. And then also you can go back and listen to them for quality assurance. They would be recorded. And on top of it, it would eliminate a certain number of spam calls. Because a lot of the spam calls are computer generated, meaning, you know, we would put a press one, press two greeting on there, saying thank you for calling Swift Home Improvements. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press 1 or 2. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. Yeah, so I think that that would be really, really good for you, because then rather than canceling and then everything that we've done unraveling and then it starts affecting your business even worse. And by the way, I did just dash the verification department to look into why the phone number's not on the Google page, because I just looked at it myself and I told them to add it. So they'll get that taken care of within one business day anyway. But if you have the call tracking number, it's so much easier to track, and you'll know the exact clients that are coming in because it's all going to be stored on your dashboard. You know, on the dashboard where it says leads right now, it says you have 50 leads, but they're just coming in through that contact form on the website. And those are far and few between, because most people, when they find you on the first page, they're never going to get to that contact form because they're going to click to call you, you know, or visit your site for immediate contact. But there are rare occurrences where people find you and they can't call you right away. And that's where they'll plug their information into that form. And then you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. So this way on the dashboard, you would have website leads, calls, text messages, everything would be stored there. And it also works with our Local Splash app. I don't know if they told you, it's brand new. It's been in the beta stage, but now it's fully launched. And you would log into the Local Splash app that you can download either through Android or iOS through the same credentials that you have through your dashboard. And then that way you can respond to people that are calling or texting in real time. So it's really cool. Yeah. So, yeah, and I would recommend that, because right now, if you're on the fence, you know, with the Google Guaranteed, you could definitely, you know, think about that. But with the past due payment, you know, right now it's going to reoccur another charge on October 6th if you did nothing, and I don't want that to happen to you either. You know, so I'd rather take all those ads off of it and maybe collect the $199, push that next billing out 30 days for you, and then that gives you plenty of time to think about, you know, what your next move is, and maybe between now and November 1st, take advantage of that call tracking number so that you can see exactly, you know, how much new business is coming in from this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, all sounds pretty good to me. I don't want to pay another $5.99 on my account. I can get it all to $1.99 and still work on SEO. Because honestly, people market to me all the time. And I've been with Local Splash now for, I don't know, I would say almost a half a year. And so people reach out to me, they want to, you know, they want my business, right? So, you know, they show me these different analytics, they show me different breakdowns, the heat map, and I'm still ranked very low on the heat map. One of the things had and showing that not ranking well. So, you know, I'm just kind of curious to know, like, what is really going on with the search engine opt-in page. You know, getting all these impressions more on people opting in. Or making calls, you know, why am I not getting desirable jobs? You know, I don't want, I mean, my ideal client is somebody with a trailer, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not, nothing wrong, like, not saying people like that don't have money or not easy to work with or whatever, but typically they're not easy to work with, and then, you know, they don't have the budget to do the things that they want to do, and those have kind of been some of the leads I've been getting. And, you know, I guess my question to you is, like, as far as SEO, I mean, that's the package. We're not going to be doing, spending marketing dollars on Facebook or Google. And the money that I've been spending towards Facebook, I knew I did not ever get that investment. Right. It's been several months where that was part of my the package, and it wasn't being delivered because of what. One, how do we rectify that situation? And then the fact that, like I said, when they call me, ask me for my business, saying, hey, who's doing, who's marketing, who's managing, who's doing, you know, who's in charge of your marketing? And, you know, well, I'll just let you know, your Google number on your Google profile isn't even listed on there. You know, so I'm like, well, you know, what am I paying, you know, for to manage my Google profile and my website and my SEO if, you know, the simplest thing is my Google profile. Mama being there and having been there for months and call, trying to tell somebody about it. And so they can get taken care of, you know, so as a consumer who takes your business very seriously, you know, it's like, okay, well.
Do you remember, I can't tell by the notes on your account, but it says back in August 18th, Sherry Stingley, she's from our verification department, she put video recording monthly attempt, 5+ attempts, and then she left another message in August or another note on your account that she's been trying to get this video recording that Google was requiring done, which might be why your phone number is not up there. Because if Google requires that one step to be done, then nobody can go in and make edits to your page until that's taken care of. And we can't do it for you because we're not in Blythewood, South Carolina, right? Google will know by our IP address if we upload documents on behalf of Smith's Home Improvements that it's not coming from that area and it'll get rejected. So typically, if Google asks for a video verification, that's a really good thing. That's to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, because the only way you can get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. So all I see on here is her notes that she's made multiple attempts to get that done, but it doesn't say if you actually completed it or not. Do you remember if you did that step?
She would call me. So listen, when I first started with Local Splash, the Google verification was tough because I don't, the part of the criteria was they want to see a store, a sign, signage, and all that stuff. And we're a small company. We don't have a shop. You know, we service our clients at their houses, and that's our place of business. You go from customer to customer service. They don't have a home office, a home shop. We don't have, you know, storefront, that kind of stuff. And that was part of the criteria. And so I told her that's not going to work because that's not how we operate. That's not where we're at right now. And then she said, okay, let me work on this and change it up and see if we can just, you know, have the other criteria listed. And okay, so she did that. That took weeks. And
so
when I did do the video, I sent it in. Boom. Sent it in with the criteria. They want to see the tools. They want to see an invoice with the company logo, blah, blah, blah. Okay, did all that.
Exactly.
Sent in the video. She said it was verified. Boom. Okay. Good to go. Then for weeks, every week she would call me. Hey, Nelson, did you do this? And I say, Jerry, yes, we already did. You told me it was verified. She said, okay, gotcha. The following week, Nelson, did you do the video verification? Yes, Jerry, did the video verification. You called me last week. Okay, the following week, same thing. I'm like, what is this? Is this a robot? What's going on? And so, like, she would call me every week, ask me if I did
it. What'd she
say? I said, Jerry, we spoke. This is the third time. You said it was verified. Oh, okay, gotcha. And then the same, and she called me again. And I'm like, what is going on? I thought you said it was verified. Why are you still calling me about the verification? So, I mean, like, I've been trying to work with y'all, but, you know, if the video is still not verified, that's very strange.
Well, I didn't say it says it's not verified. I just saw her notes back from August that she made so many attempts. It doesn't say that it's been done or not. That's why I was asking you if you remembered it. You know what I mean? So,
She told me. She was working with me. I was working with her. I told her the situation. She said, I'll fix it. Okay, cool. Fixed it. I did the video again. I sent it in. She said, good news. It's verified. Awesome. Then she would call me like every week asking me, if I did the video thing, I'm like, hey, you were confronted with verified. Well, what is going on?
Sometimes Google does throw up red flags with certain businesses, and I don't know why they pick and choose. Some businesses do a verification. The first time it goes through, everything's hunky-dory and there's never a problem. And then other businesses, Google will have them do the video verification, and then it's live, and then a couple days later they want the live video verification. So sometimes different things will trigger it. You don't think there's like a duplicate out there for your business or anything, like a duplicate Google business page or another company in the past that had worked on it or something? Do you think there might be another page?
Not from my area. But I know there's a certain home improvement in like another state or something like that, but there's not.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I don't see another page, but I just didn't know, because sometimes if there's a duplicate that's not published or something, that could be throwing the red flag. So we are on the West Coast, and we usually close at 7 o'clock, so we're a little bit after hours, which is why I think they didn't respond to me. I sent them the message about adding your phone number, but I'm also going to have them look into the Google business page and see, you know, after you did that video verification with Sherry, if anything else was needed, because, you know, it says here there was a note back from July, and it says the Google business page is verified. So it doesn't look like anything's needed on this end, but I just want to make sure that if there is, you know, that we notify you. So let me just put, is his Google business page verified? And then if you want to, you could, you know, I could touch base with you tomorrow when they're in, and if you wanted to, you know, continue at the $199, we could just do it tomorrow, just so that I know what the game plan is. And then what I'll do for you also is I will push the next billing out 30 days, but I'll put a service credit on that November 1st payment. So once we take care of this tomorrow, if you want to just pay and cancel, we'll do it. But if you want to continue, you'll be paid in full all the way till December 2nd. And that will give us plenty of time to, you know, get you on the dashboard, show you the results. You know, if you want to utilize the call tracking number, you can. If not, just, you know, look on the dashboard as to how many people are clicking on it and, you know, clicking to your site and clicking to call you and things like that, so that you know that you're getting some value for your money. Because I understand where you're coming from, Nelson. If you're paying all this money, all this time, and you don't even know what you're getting for it or if you're getting anything for it, that's not a good feeling, right? And I appreciate that. So the only difference in the interim is that on SwiftHomeImprovementsSC.com, I don't know if you've looked at your site recently, but there's a little orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just meant to be a friendly reminder between us and you to let you know that your payment's not going through. But some people don't like that up there, and they think that it makes it look like they're out of business or something. So, you know, if you want to get that off there, you know, quicker, we could do, you know, the $199 now, and I could do the service credit, and I'll still touch base with you, of course, tomorrow. Or if you feel more comfortable, we could just take care of it all tomorrow when the verification department's in.
Yeah,
because I just know I've been trying, you know, there's times that I reach out to you and then I get your voicemail, and you're a business owner. You can't drop everything during your working day and take calls like this, you know. So, yeah, I think it might be good to get it done now, and then I'll touch base with you tomorrow once I find out what the game plan is. And then for that payment, would it be still the 595 Flat Creek Drive for the billing address on the new card, or did that change as well? Oh, you know what? This card might still be good. It says that it was expired. So if you still have a Visa ending in 7187, then I don't need the number. I can just put the new expiration in. But of course, if the bank sent you a whole new number, I'll update the whole thing.
No, for some reason I've been getting emails too about my card being expired. Or January will be expired. I hope it didn't expire until 2028. So that also wasn't making sense to me either.
Oh, okay. So is that card 7187 still valid then?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the expiration?
Eight two eight,
and the little code on the back?
974.
I'm sorry. It got really hard to hear you once it went on the Bluetooth. So what did you say?
It's 977.
977. Okay. How funny. We had 977. We had the code right, but the expiration wasn't right. So maybe that's what was triggering it, and I'm happy it did trigger it because it's a blessing in disguise that we got to talk now, and I can, you know, put some credits on here for you and whatnot. So I'll get that past due amount and reduce it down to 199. And again, I'm putting the service credit on here for November 1st. So you're paid in full all the way until December. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So you could always call in and just ask for me. It's a voice-activated system. If you say, you know, transfer to Tina, it will recognize it and send you to my extension. Or you could use that 777. But like I said, I'll definitely touch base with you tomorrow once I get some word back from the verification department. Are you thinking that you'd like to utilize that call tracking number, or do you want to hold off on that for now? Either way, it's not going to cost you extra if you wanted to try it.
So the call tracking number is going to like the call over to my direct line, and it's not like, no, it's a call coming through or something like that, or how does that work?
Exactly. Yeah, we would purchase a brand new 301 area code number, and you'll know what that number is. So when people call you from it, it will show that number on the caller ID. So you'll know, oh, this is coming through my Google listing or through my website, right? And then when people call it, it'll have that press 1, press 2 greeting on it and connects over to you. It's an actual person on the other end. And it's really cool. I've heard really neat stories. People told me, this one guy told me he's a roofer. He was up on a roof and someone called him for a bid and he said, okay. And he made a time and a date and everything. And after he got off the roof, he's like, oh shoot, I forgot to write their address down. Well, he went back to his dashboard and listened to the call and he got the address. So he didn't have to call back and sound unprofessional, you know? So neat things like that you can use it for too, just outside of, you know, just tracking the business.
Yeah, sure. So the other thing, Christina, is that a lot of reasons why I probably try to call me and I got answers because most people that call me aren't calling me for business and give you one number because I'm in top 10. So most people that call me typically going to call me from a phone number or a short-term number. So that is part of the reason, you know, I think I got one. I'm like, probably the same call. But I know you call me from 301 number, I'm going to be, you know, picking it up.
We can get any area code for the call tracking if you like, but usually it's better to have a local number. And now that you took those Google ads off and the Facebook ads off, you're going to eliminate people calling from, you know, outside areas that are too far because, you know, they're not going to call you from an area that's too far away from you if we don't have ads that are running in those areas. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, no, I'm saying that I'm from Maryland. But I moved to South Carolina a couple of years ago, so.
Oh, I see. So that
is the 803 number as opposed to a 301 number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we would need an 803 area code number. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, let me put that in the notes just so that we get it set up right. So hold on here. Going to send to call tracking revisions. I'll put, but we can still forward it to this number, right? 301-801-7845?
That's right.
Okay, so please set up call tracking number using an 803 area code number. Number to forward to, and then I'll put your number, 301-8017. Okay, so they'll get that done also when they come in the morning. They'll see that and they'll utilize that for you. And I think that that's going to make you feel so much better when you start going. Have you been on your dashboard recently or has it been a while? Because I can send you the login again. Okay. I'll send it to you anyway, because in the event that you want to download the Local Splash app, you would have to log in one time using these credentials, and then after you log in, it'll stay on your phone so that when people start calling, the password on here is blank, which means it has been reset on your end. If you think you know what it is, I'll just send you the link and the username, and you could try the password you know. If you're not sure, then I can reset it to a temporary password just so that we can make sure you can get in, and then you could always switch it back to whatever you like later.
Gotcha. I don't know what it is. I just know I have to save a month.
Okay, you don't know what it is. No problem. Let me just put up. You're going to get an email that shows that we're resetting it, and it'll give you what the temporary password is. And then the second email will be your credentials with your username and your new password that you can use. So I'll put auto-generate password. And then lastly, I saw that there was a review on your Google Business page. It wasn't horrible, but it was less than 5 stars. So if one good way to combat that is to work on getting some more 5 stars here and there. So I'm going to send you a third email that will say learn how to get more reviews, and it's hyperlinked to your Google Business profile. So, you know, you can send it to some of your past and present clients, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using Swift Home Improvements. If you're happy with my service, click here. And then when people click that box, it automatically takes them to your Google page. And because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, you know, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to make that one review completely irrelevant, because what happens is it'll get pushed so far back, people won't even see it anymore. You know what I mean?
So this is also my other concern. There was last month, the month before, I was getting a lot of leads from Google. A lot. Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But then they were all like, one, the numbers weren't in service, and they were all like, you know, very foreign names, like Indian almost. And it was like a lot of them, back to back to back. And then some of these people actually left me some 1-star reviews. People that I never saw.
Oh, so they weren't even clients?
They weren't even clients. They weren't even real. Like, so the leads weren't valid, and the numbers weren't valid, and there were several of those that left me some 1-star reviews, and that's also, could just imagine, you know.
Before you panic about it, I want to let you know that every rating on here is 5 stars. There's only one that's showing that it's not even horrible. It's 2 stars. So they didn't even give you a whoop. So it's just that one guy, Leroy McDaniel. So it could be that Google already recognized that some of those other ones were bogus reviews and removed them. Because all I see is impeccable 5-star reviews. I just see this guy 2 months ago. He put, they hired guys who had no experience and were doing the job training instead of people who knew what they were doing. They caused me to spend money. Nelson Swift charged me an extra $1,200 plumbing reconnection. But anyhow, you can go on your Google Business page and see it. It's not horrible, but the best way to combat that is, you know, continue to flooding it with more 5-star reviews, and pretty soon it becomes so irrelevant no one even sees it anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, that's good. I haven't worked, but at the end of the day, he did a good job. He had flood damage all throughout his house, a lot of drywall work, a lot of painting, to get extra things that really weren't a part of the contract. And My English is definitely pretty, I could record find out a little bit better, but I just feel like, you know, both of them are making happy, and he was happy, and we had a drink together at his house, and then something happened, and we just decided that he was better than you. So I don't know. But,
believe me, I know. I've heard it all, and it's just unfortunate that there's some clients that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. And he just sounds like he's one of those, huh?
Yeah, I mean, fine. I mean, you're wrong. They were guys that didn't have a lot of experience. They were getting some coaching and some training, but at the end of the day, you're doing drywall work. And the entire house is gutted from the floor to, three foot up the drywall. And that's a whole lot of mud work. That's a lot of patching and it wouldn't look seamless. And we paint the entire wall when that wasn't part of the agreement. And we paint another area of the house that wasn't part of the agreement. It's hearing on one hand. The guys, they didn't have experience that they was trained on. But on any job site, there's always going to be experienced people that are getting trained. And if they're under the supervision of people that have 15, 20 years of experience, then, it's a mentorship. And that's how you develop your team.
Of course.
But we did a flawless job. We went above and beyond. And initially he was happy, and then there were some other things that were some issues he had that wasn't part of the scope of the work, and I was going to try to come out there and adjust and do those things and see what the guy believed about it. That's a bad review.
He might even be one that if you reach out to him, he might even go on there and modify it and just take it down and change it to 5 stars, because it sounds like you've done everything you could to make it right, and sometimes, honestly, people will forget that they wrote a bad review like that once you go above and beyond and make things right for them, and then they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, you're right, I should have,
you're right. But actually, probably the best thing to do is just to be borrowed with other 5-star reviews and make it irrelevant. Well, Mr. Guy, I appreciate the time. I don't know if you had a chance to take that thing yet, but I went ahead and transferred funds.
I got everything set on this end. I put the credit in there. I have the call tracking set up for you. They'll do that tomorrow, and then I personally will touch base with you. So in the meantime, we're all good to go for now. We don't really need anything else for now other than, to just say enjoy your evening.
You will do the same. I appreciate it. I will take the call tomorrow 100% and look forward to what we can do, because we can continue to work together. We can work on the SBA and put you in contact with the right people so that way we can at least know what's going on and where my money is going. And, I really feel like these past jumping out the phone and wasting money.
I know. That's why I really appreciate that you took the time to explain everything to me, because I definitely know how you feel, and I would feel the same way too. One thing I'll do for you tomorrow is, if you want to try Google Guaranteed, I'm just going to send you an email on it now, but if you want to try it, we had a promotion going for Labor Day where they took $100 off the application fee, and they just charged $150. So I'll put a note in here that if you want to try it, I'll at least get an override for you and get that approved to save you $100, because that way we're kind of compensating you a little bit more for everything that happened. I know I already put that service credit on for next month, and hopefully that leaves a better taste in your mouth, But if you do want to try the Google Guaranteed, I'll take that extra $100 and get an override for you. So you'd only have to pay the $150 for the application fee, okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Neal. I will
of course
take time to look into the Google Guaranteed a little bit more and see if that makes sense for us to do. I think it'll be the fast tell now, but it's been that's well season for something. I have a few people rolling, and maybe this time keep print shops coming in, that'd be great. As we, I'm looking to get my GCYs now, so we can get into some bigger projects. And we can expand into, you know, doing some, you know, full home remodels and maybe some commercial work. That'd also be great too. So let's just see how it goes. I'm kind of, I'm a forgiving person, and it seems like you kind of understand me and done what you could to rectify the situation, and I appreciate it. You should be moving out. I'm not going to leave all that early or nothing like that. I know that kind of person. But yeah, let's see if we can, you know, give him a little more chance. Almost what I wish my girlfriend would give me, when I did anything bad, is came down to the finances of the flow of the business, you know. She's successful. She makes money and she's a nurse practitioner, but, you know, most people don't want that sense of security. And when you're in business only, one business owner, and things are evident, when you're in business, you're putting that sense of security in that.
So,
if you can work something out, that'd be great.
Definitely. I just put a note on here so that I won't forget. I'll call you tomorrow, and then you can look at the email tonight, and if it's something that you want to consider, I'll get it approved for you at that time, okay?
Sounds good. I'm looking to it a little bit more and see if that makes sense for us. It sounds like it, you know, it possibly could make sense. And, you know, to be honest, I'm really looking into creating some of my own lead channel and, you know, having more control of my marketing dollars and things like that. But
yes,
this is something we can do in conjunction with that, and you know, keep business coming while I'm working on creating me and my own lead channels, your social media and things like that. You know, that'd be awesome. So let's see where it goes.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say you'll get extra credibility for your business online too, because you'll get that blue or green check mark next to your business once you're Google guaranteed approved. So even if you just got that and never turned the leads on, that adds more credibility when people are thinking of hiring you and they're doing a little bit of due diligence and they see Google guaranteed company, he's verified and he has insurance, and people think like, wow, this is like a really reputable, you know what I mean? So sometimes it even will help you getting jobs, even if you don't have the leads turned on, just because you'll have that extra credibility next to your name. But you'll see what I'm talking about when you look at that email, because you'll get that check mark so that everyone will recognize that you've already been background checked and you're Google guaranteed approved.
I'm not going to hold you up any longer. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds perfect. Okay, have a great evening. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.